Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 9th of December 2008 and the title of this podcast is Poinsettia Glow. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Poinsettia Glow. Beginners. Do you know what a poinsettia is? It is something that grows in the ground and is sold here in the United States at Christmas time. It originates from Mexico and Central America. Often when you go into a supermarket, they are the first things that you see, along with the fruit. The plants look like they have huge flowers, but actually the colours come from leaves, not petals. You can find poinsettias that are pink, red, white, and mottled. Not many flowers grow in these areas at Christmas time. Gardens and farms are dormant because of the cold. So, truckloads of these flowers are transported from Mexico and Central America to our supermarkets, by the thousands. Christmas trees are a very special part of winter, but poinsettias are a pretty traditional touch to the season's decorations. Advanced. You have probably noticed by now that I am a Christmas fanatic. The snow, the decorations, the traditions, and the actual meaning of Christmas are all cherished by my family. Well, there is a little part of this season which definitely puts an annual smile on many faces. The poinsettia. You can pick them up just about anywhere this time of year. Even the craft stores sell fake ones. They come in quite a variety of colours, red, pink, white and mottled. A recent fashion has been sprayed poinsettias, so now they even come in sparkling blue and purple. That's not exactly my cup of tea. I prefer the natural colours. The flower was introduced into the United States by the first ambassador to Mexico, Joel Robert Poinsett. Legend has it that two poor children, Maria and Pablo, wished to decorate a local nativity scene with presents. They brought only weeds and were picked on and humiliated by the other children. Then suddenly, miraculously, the weeds burst into colour, forming the shapes of stars. Their humble gift had been accepted and blessed. Love and well-meaning triumphed. Poinsettias, as a result, are also known as the flower of the holy night. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.